Lost love. The first scenario arises from a conversation held not long after Laura's death with her best friend, Marion Herrick. Marion lived in Massachusetts and met Laura while attending college, where they started a friendship that would last over 60 years. Laura and Marion maintained a correspondence that lasted until just a few weeks before Laura's death, and during the early days of the Institute, Marion shared a story with one of the original founders. This story was of a young, unnamed man whom Laura had fallen in love with. He left Iowa at some point during World War II to serve overseas, and according to Marion, never returned. Marion seemed to feel that this loss haunted Laura the rest of her life, and such a tragedy would explain much. We know that Laura left Iowa to teach in Florida in 1946, just after the war's end, and that she had been considering other offers in other schools prior to accepting the position here, so she was obviously seeking to leave Iowa, perhaps as early as 1945, again, right at the end of the war. As I will explore in the father figure section later, we also see a significant change in Laura's tone and topics of her writing between 1936 and 1946, and in fact, even in writings as late as 1944 and those of 1946. Humor and playfulness, even some innocence, was present in the things she wrote prior to 44. Tragedy and somber tones dominated her writing afterwards. Did this change in tone result from the loss of this unknown serviceman? Unfortunately, as with much of Laura's life, we will never know.